Bismillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because without these two actions, praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are loser. We are nothing and we'll gain nothing. Whatever we have is from Allah, and we have all the responsibility and duties to thank Allah for what He has given us and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His rahmah. As we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many, many times has tested the ummah. And Allah only tests those who He loves. So if we, as a ummah of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been tested, let's take it on a positive note rather than on a negative. I would be happy to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means Allah loves me. If Allah does not test anyone, any ummah, it means there is a disconnection between Allah and that servant. What we see witnessing around the world today in terms of the suffering, the testing of Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is for our own good. Allah does not dislike us. Allah loves us. And we can see Allah loves us more than ever. The most dear to Allah, the most close to Allah, the most loved to Allah from Allah's creation is Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tested them more than Allah testing us. Read the history of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You'll see each prophet, each Anbiya, they were tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More hard test. Why? Because Allah loves them. So rather than complaining, or because Shaitan wants to create some negativity in our minds, in our hearts, you know, to a point where somebody might ask and question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we the right ummah? Are we on the right path? Why then is ummah such a calamities? Such a difficulties, because Shaitan was put wasawis in our hearts, in our minds, to utter, to say, to think something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always return back to Allah, thank Allah, praise Allah. And due to all this, what is happening around the world, there is the message of today, there is an weapon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this ummah, that Shaitan has made us forget or think little of it, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has very power. According to the hadith, I will narrate, of the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the weapon of a believer, the first hadith, as Ali radiallahu an narrated to say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-du'a silahul mu'min wa imaduddin wa nuru samawati wal ard." That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that dua is a weapon of believer. We are in such a difficult moment. We spend more time reading news, forwarding news, watching videos, forwarding videos, and so on. We spend more time on social media. Little we can do about them, but we have a weapon that was given to us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Shaitan wants us to forget about it. And this moment we are in, the difficult moment, this is the weapon we need to return back to. that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Du'a is the weapon of a believer. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. A pillar of deen, imaduddin, wa nuru samawati wal ard, and the nur of heaven and earth." What is it? Du'a. Du'a is the essence of ibadah. Hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. They said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned du'a is the essence of ibadah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with his servants. Narrated by Aisha radiyallahu anha, mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who engage in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is unhappy with those who do not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." We have no choice but asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want the success of this dunya and akhirah, then we need to keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm trying to keep an eye on the clock as well. The next hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة ليس فيه ما إثم ولا قطيع الرحم إلا أعطاه الله بها. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu mentioned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whichever a Muslim, a believer, makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his dua, that dua does not contain any sin, asking for anything which is unlawful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one of the following three. The first one mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely, if his dua is for his benefit in this dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him or her for what they've asked. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes that granting that person what they've asked for in this dunya will not be benefit to them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold back that dua, and in the replace of that will grant him something better in akhirah. And may Allah grant him in Jannah, our ulama, our teachers, they used to teach us that when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ask with hesitant. Ask with confidence. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, "Allah, please grant me such a thing." But if that whatever I'm asking for, it is not beneficial for me, then do not grant me that, but grant me that which is beneficial for me. So not, you know, only doubting, but your confidence in what asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah becomes happy. You're asking for a car, a house, a job, but then you need to clarify with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if whatever I'm asking, it is not beneficial to me in this dunya, it is not going to benefit me for my akhirah, it's not going to bring me closer to you, it might take me away from you, then Allah, do not grant me that, but grant me that which will bring me closer to you, which will benefit me in this dunya and akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. And the third one, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned that if both of the first two options not possible, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject that dua, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that dua. But because the first two options are not there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely, for our own benefit, will remove some calamities, some problems, some difficulties from our life in the place of that dua. And I will finish with the next hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that look how beautiful Islam is when we pray for someone else and they don't even know that we are praying for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned an angel, Malaika, who comes to say Ameen on that dua. So definitely that dua is accepted. The Malaika says that Allah, please accept his dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that dua. Then after that, the Malaika ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant him also for what he has prayed, ask for his brother. So number one is, I'm praying for somebody else. The Malaika says, Allah accept his dua. Allah accept the dua. And then imagine that Allah, the Malaika is praying on my behalf to Allah. Oh Allah, also grant him what he has asked for his brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I want my du'as to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the best and the easiest way is, let's keep praying for others. Then Malaika will say Ameen, and Malaika will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us also too. So if you looking for a benefit of the dunya, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that for somebody else. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us also too, inshallah. وأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا